I want to thank Anka and, of course, David and Synergy for allowing me this opportunity today to share something with you. I'm going to share with you, actually, it says three chart settings that are going to power higher trading accuracy, but I'm going to go way beyond that. I want you to, of course, by the end of this presentation, please stop trading what I call a one-size-fits-all approach. Because a lot of people, especially if they're starting out, they think about, well, you know, one chart and load it up with indicators and that's the best way to do it. So let me tell you what you are going to learn today. Go ahead and get this active. Here we go. I'm going to make a promise to you that by the end of this presentation, you're going to have four secrets that are going to actually skyrocket your profits. The first one is I want you to know that you will not have to guess about where to get into a trade. If you have any doubts or any confidence issues, you're going to eliminate the guesswork. Number two, we're going to show you how to utilize the power of cycles, and that will enable you to reveal what I call hidden trends and the strength of those trends so that you can tailor the way that you trade. Because a lot of people just, as I said, take a one-size-fits-all approach. I'm going to share with you how you can tailor your trading to what the market can actually give you. And as part of that, I'm going to show you how we do it with our own day trade safe mechanical day trading system. It contains three secret chart settings that'll power you to winning accuracy. I'll actually give those settings away to you. I'll show you how to calculate them so you can use it for any other market than the ones that I'll use as an example. And as part of that, once you know how strong the trend will be, you will then be capable of determining how to utilize an exit strategy. Instead of always exiting the same way, you'll be able to select from a variety of exit strategies that are tailored to what the market is capable of giving you. And as a bonus, even though this has all been tailored towards day trading, I'm going to show you how you can actually repurpose this for swing trading for all you position traders out there. Okay, so let me go ahead and let you know who I am again. I'm Michael Guess. I've been a professional day trader for 25 years or more. I founded TradeSafe 19 years ago, and along the way, I've graduated over 3,000 students. I've created a host of indicators and trading systems. And I've been a psychotherapist in a past life. And I couldn't agree more with our previous presenter about the importance of trading psychology as far as being able to follow the rules. Because even if you have a rules-based system like ours, if you don't follow those rules, then you won't get the results. Now, you may have some questions along the way. I won't be able to answer them because I can't see them. Although, if Anka can call them out as they come up, I don't mind trying to answer them, especially at the end. And I do recommend if you can hold those questions for the end, but I'm sure you're going to have a lot more questions. And what we will do is make an arrangement with you so that as soon as I get a list of who attended here today, I will follow up with an email that will have not only a link to the replay of what you're seeing here so you can review that, but also you will have a link to my scheduler. It'll show you the best date and time that you can schedule time with me and ask any question you want to. And I promise you, it won't be a hard sales call. You'll have no pressure whatsoever. I don't do that, okay? But keep in mind that those slots will fill up very quickly, so you want to jump on that right away. Now, before I get started, I do need to go through this very quickly. I'm not going to read all the boilerplate, but the FTC, that's who controls the internet, says I'm not allowed to make any kind of financial guarantees, and I won't do that. I will tell you what this TradeSafe approach can do, and I will, of course, remind you, please don't trade with money you can't afford to lose. That's it in a nutshell. So let's move along. Here are the major problems that traders today have, particularly day traders, because I'm going to focus on day trading as part of this presentation. Too many people take what I call a one-size-fits-all approach. Also, they miss out on the fact that markets aren't all the same. They assume, well, I'll use the same indicators on all the markets, and I'll use the same way I enter and exit on all the markets, because they're all the same. same. A market is a market. No, it's not. Just like people have personalities, markets do too. And as part of that, I want to emphasize trending. Now, in our TradeSafe mechanical trading system, it's a trend following system. I know there's lots of different ways to make money in the market, but generally speaking, it's universally agreed upon that trend following is the safest and easiest way to make money. So if you want that, you will want to pursue markets that have a personality, if you will, that trends. Now, how do you know that it's going to trend? I'll get to that in a little bit. You also have a big major problem with nowadays, particularly if you're living in the United States, with volatility. Why? Well, what's coming out of Washington, D.C., and I don't want to get political, I don't take sides, but you know, the markets like consistency and predictability, and we're getting, if anything, far from that coming out of Washington. We're getting all kinds of conflicting information. So the markets aren't behaving like they have traditionally. So that's a big challenge if you are trying to day trade. Another consideration, it's a big problem, is the market that you're trading, is it a large range market? Does it cover a lot of price over the course of the day? Or does it stay in a narrow range? Again, that's part of the personality. And finally, I already mentioned before, please don't use a single chart to try to make all your trading decisions on. Now, let's get into how we can solve these major problems. You see that camcorder over there on the right? It has a zoom lens. And that zoom lens will allow you to go from wide angle to normal to up close. Well, with the markets, you can do the same thing because they're fractal. They have patterns that repeat themselves. So you can actually see the big picture, that's the wide angle version of that camcorder, with a high setting on your chart. And as you lower the settings on the chart or use a different chart, which is what I recommend, have multiple charts with different settings from a higher down to a lower setting, that gives you the equivalent of a wide angle down to a close up. But you're not going to want to use those default drop down settings. You're really going to want to use settings that are tailored to the market that you are trading. For example, a daily chart setting is totally useless for day trading. People say, well, I'm going to trade in the same direction as the daily chart does. No, it has no impact whatsoever. Well, what about an hourly chart even? No, still way too big. So you're going to want to be able to zoom in, and I'll give you the formula in a couple of minutes on how you can have a wide angle setting chart, a normal setting chart, and a close-up setting chart, and that'll enable you to gauge the strength of the trend. So from wide angle to smallest. And this is going to give you a roadmap so that you'll be able to determine each chart's trend and its strength of trend. Those are two different things. It's one thing to say, oh, there's a trend. Things are moving higher, they're moving lower. And by the way, please don't use that old thing where it says higher highs and higher lows. That's a trend. No, it's not. That is the worst way to determine a trend. In the TradeSafe mechanical trading system, we have a very powerful trend determination indicator that'll let you know absolutely if you're in a trend up or down. Plus, it'll let you know if there is no trend, if you're in chop or congestion. It'll even not only show you visually all this information, it'll talk to you in plain English and tell you, for example, NQ NASDAQ 1 minute congestion breakout or fake out, or it's an uptrend or a downtrend and so on. But if you don't have our TradeSafe mechanical trading system, at least use some kind of proven trend indicator that you can rely on that'll let you know on a given chart if you have an uptrend or a downtrend. Above all, you don't want to guess. Now, once you've got this, don't stop there. You want to do this across the board for each of the charts so that you can check the trend agreement and find out how many of them agree, because this will help you determine the strength of the trend and in turn, the appropriate way to manage and exit your trade. Now, why would you want to do this? Because way too many day traders don't treat their trading like a chess game. You want to be able to plan ahead and be strategic like a professional does. This enables you to relax. A lot of people who've never day traded, and those of you who have, tend to treat it like a video game. You'll shoot anything that moves. You think it's about reflexes and chasing the market. Well, in the TradeSafe approach, you don't need to do that. You have the luxury of plenty of time to plan ahead and know exactly what's coming and how to take advantage of it. You'll know how strong that trend is. And because you can plan ahead, part-time trading is really possible. Yes, that's right. Some of you may be saying, oh, I don't want to day trade, you know, I don't want to sit there all day and get hemorrhoids and eye strain. Well, you don't need to. With the trade safe approach, you'll be able to actually decide if you feel like trading in the morning or the afternoon for an hour or two, or if you don't have a trend, you might just get up and get out of your chair and go fix a sandwich. With our system, you'll even hear alerts that'll summon you back so that you can pay attention to what's going on in the market. Now, this is all made possible by ratios. You see those three charts? Those are three different magnifications, three different chart settings, if you will, of the same market. Now, the biggest chart setting is the one on the left, and it's just begun a downtrend. And if you zoomed in 300% for more granularity, more detail, you can see what I would call the normal cycle, the normal view of the market. And if you zoom in another 300%, you maintain a 3-to-1 ratio. Then you have what I call that low-risk surgical entry setting. And that's the one you would use for actually entering a chart. So what I'm about to share with you is for what I call the minis. All of the indexes or indices here in the United States, that's the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the Russell, they have an electronic version of them. Instead of what's traded in the pits, they are electronic, so you can trade them from your keyboard at home. And these examples that I'm going to give you, how to determine these settings, you'll know this formula, and you can try it out on other markets. Maybe you will want to try it out on, say, currencies like the euro or other countries' indexes, maybe the German DAX, the French CAC, UK FTSE, and so on and so forth. So here's how it's done. What you want to do is begin with the number of minutes in what is the daytime trading session. Now in Chicago, where these minis are traded, that's the central time zone. It opens at 8:30 central. Of course, that's 9:30 on the East Coast, which a lot of you think in terms of, but I'm going to focus on where the exchange is located. So at 8:30 in the morning, that's when the market opens, and the daytime trading session will stop at 3:15. Now, I know these minis trade around the clock. That's called Globex. But the problem with that is in the evening and late night, the volume drops off dramatically, and it's really hard to get a fill. You want good fills. You want good volume. You want really where the vast majority of the trading activity is going to take place. Probably 95%+ of all the trading volume is going to be in the daytime trading session between 8:30 and 3:15. So those are the times that you will start with. Now, I'm not going to ask you to go through this and type it out. In other webinars, I do that. But today I have a limited amount of time, so I'm just going to give the number to you. The amount of minutes is what we're going to begin with between the open and the close. And that'll yield what I call the master number. The number of minutes between 8:30 and 3:15 is 405. No, we're not going to use that for trading. That's way too big. That's actually your daily chart equivalent. It would produce a daily bar. Now then from there, you're going to take smaller and smaller chart settings until you end up with the final charts you use for your day trading. So how do you do it? You want the next biggest number after 405. That'll divide into 405 without a remainder. That'll be 135. Still way too big for day trading. And keep going from there. The next biggest number is 81. It'll divide into 405 without a remainder. And if you maintain a 3-to-1 ratio as you continue with these next smaller integers that divide into 405, you're going to end up with, well, 1/3 of 81 is 27. That is actually quite close to a 30-minute chart setting. But unlike the drop-down menu in your charts, if you're using a day trading platform, almost all of them have a generic selection of chart settings like daily, hourly, 30-minute, 15-minute, 10, 5, 3, and 1, or something like that. But those are exactly as I've said. They're generic and they're useless. What you want is software that will enable you to dial in the exact setting so that you'll have the settings for the market that you're trading. You want to match it up with the market that you are trading. So if the minis open at 8:30 and close at 3:15 and you work your way down, a 27-minute chart is actually much more accurate than a generic 30-minute, but we're not done. That's still too big for day trading purposes. 1/3 of 27 is 9, and 1/3 of that is 3, and 1/3 of that is 1. Those are the three chart settings that I want you to use for your own day trading. trading if you want to try to day trade the minis. So you want to maintain a 3-to-1 ratio, and you can do what I've just taught you for other markets. The 9-minute is your wide angle view of the market. It'll let you know what the trend is or lack of trend for at least half of the day and oftentimes the entire trading day. You don't need to see a bigger view of the market because then you're not intraday anymore. If you go to a 3-minute chart, that's going to give you the dominant cycle for the next hour or two, maybe. But you want to have the lowest risk when you enter a trade. So 1/3 of a 3-minute chart is a 1-minute chart. That'll give you a what I call a low risk surgical entry. I hope that makes sense. Okay. So if you've got these three chart settings, what do you do with them? Well, I told you, you want to determine the strength of the trend. Here's how that works. Let's use symbolically a 9-minute chart. This arrow is in a strong uptrend. The 3-minute chart is meandering slowly in a downtrend. The 1-minute just began an explosive rally. None of those symbolic chart representations or arrows that are side by side are trending in the same direction. Optimally, you want this. You want them all trending together, up or down. But are you going to get that frequently? I'll be real frank with you, you're not. So that means you need to be flexible and adjust and adapt to what the market can give you. So next, I've already given you a freebie on how you can adjust your settings for your charts so you can determine what the strength of the trend is. But now you're going to want to determine what do you do with that information? How do you manage and exit your trade? So this is how my students in the TradeSafe course that accompanies the TradeSafe Mechanical Day Trading System, this is how they actually remember what to do when they get trend agreement. And it goes like this. Yeah, it's a rhyme, a mnemonic. It helps them remember. And it's real simple. The minimum is the 1 and the 3 need to agree. Best as if all 3 agree. And that'll be your 9, 3, and 1 minute charts. And that gives you the potential for a really strong price move. And you're likely to get a lot of follow through. Now, why would you throw that away with a scalp? For those of you who only scalp, you're leaving money on the table. What you want is an exit strategy that'll keep you in the trade longer, and that is to scale out. Simply put, you're going to have partial profits taken off the table. That is, you're going to hit an easy to reach target, and you're going to take half of your position off the table. So if you're trading the minis, and those are measured in what are called contracts instead of shares, for example, let's say you're trading 2 contracts. Well, the first contract would come off the table at an easy to reach target. Now, in our TradeSafe system, we have multiple different exit strategies. So each one, of course, is tailored for the strength of the trend. But generally speaking, what you would do is you would take off half of your position at an easy to reach target. That'll pay for the trade. After that, you will trail a stop. Now, in the TradeSafe system, all this is done for you totally automatically. It's a fully automated exit strategy. You don't need to lift a finger, okay? But as I mentioned, if all 3 agree, that would give you a lot of potential follow-through, but it doesn't happen every day all the time. What'll happen is, more frequently, is if only 2 of the time frames are trending together, and not just any 2. It's got to be the one you enter the trade on and the next higher setting chart. That'll be your 1 minute and your 3 minute. So then you have the potential for a trade that you can make some money on, but it's going to be a weaker, briefer price move with not a lot of follow-through. Well, you don't want to stick your neck out on that. That would be much more appropriate for scalping. So right there, you now have exactly what we use in the TradeSafe system. You have the capability of determining, do we have a trend? Use some kind of reliable trend indicator on each chart that you use and make sure that the charts have settings that are tailored for the market. For example, the minis use a 9, a 3, and a 1. And when you have the ability to determine that trend, then you use this rule that I've given you, this free giveaway, which is the minimum is the 1 and the 3 need to agree, best as if all 3 agree. Then you will know how to manage and exit your trades for maximum accuracy. You'll have more winners that way. I hope that makes sense to you. And it's all made possible, by, again, using cycles, using multiple charts, time frames that are based on cycles, a 9, a 3, and a 1. Now, some of you may say, well, that's all well, great, the minis, they're part of futures and commodities. I've never traded those before. What about the stock market and Forex, for example? Well, the stock market, unfortunately, is full of what I call the institutional presence. They use high-frequency algorithmic program trading. That makes it virtually impossible for you to get your orders in before them. They have their servers co-located right there at the exchange, plugged directly into the exchange's computer. And for those that don't do that, they use what are called order routing that bypasses brokers. They use Archipelago and Black Pools and things like that. So if you're trying to day trade the stock market, aside from the fact, how do you know which one of 12 to 15,000 stocks is going to move? You know, you've got to deal with the institution. So I actually stopped trading, day trading the stock market itself way back in 1999. I haven't traded the stock market since then. But a lot of you say, well, what about Forex? Well, Forex is really built for the banks. And they tried to make it possible for the small retail trader to piggyback. And aside from the fact that it's kind of the Wild West, it's barely regulated. If you get in trouble, you got nobody to turn to. But setting all that aside and the bid-ask spread and all the other things that I think disqualify it from day trading, it has no starting and stopping times. If you insist on day trading the Forex, here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to give this to you, again, a freebie on how you can use this information. First of all, you're going to have to create your own chart settings since there is no open and close. It's just 24 hours a day. The 1 minute chart is really too small a setting. Statistically speaking, it's too noisy for Forex trading. The smallest setting chart I would recommend for Forex trading is a 3 minute chart. And then you still would like to maintain that 3-to-1 ratio. So going up from there, you want a 3, a 9, and a 27 minute chart. And unlike what I've taught you already for the minis, where you get a lot of flexibility, you can scale out, you can scalp, depending on how many of the charts are in agreement. With Forex, it's very different. You're limited to just one exit strategy, unfortunately. And it is scaling out, which is not a bad thing. But where do you get out as far as taking off half of your position? Well, you're going to have to experiment with that. It depends on which cross you're trading, whether it's, you know, the dollar, euro, or something else. You will have to experiment with that. You may want to try maybe at $100 worth of profit and then trail a profit stop. Okay, so I'm going to give you a bonus now. I promised you a bonus. For those of you who say, well, I sat through all of this and, you know, this is interesting and I don't know, I may or may not try day trading. I'm a position trader myself, but can you show me something I can use if I'm a swing trader? Yes, you can take this information and repurpose it for swing trading. Now, I'm going to use the indexes again as an example, and you'll have to, you know, repurpose it for any other market that you might want to be trading. You still want that 3-to-1 ratio. And very much like the Forex, you will want to move it up, bump it up from a 1, a 3, and a 9 to a 3, a 9, and a 27-minute chart. Okay? And here is what you need. You need to wait for all three of the charts to trend together in the same direction. Now, for the minis, that's the S&P, Dow, NASDAQ, and Russell. This tends to occur traditionally and historically, maybe 2 to 3 times a month. You'll get this grand alignment and they'll all be trending together. And you have the potential to get into a trade that could last several days and make you a lot of money on a single position. So here's how you do it. Starting with that 3 minute chart, you're going to try to wait for a pullback or a retracement. Now, that type of trading on pullbacks or retracements, it's as old as dirt. It's been around forever. And that's what we use in our TradeSafe day trading system, actually, except ours is hyper accurate and very specific. It has real tolerances, no guesswork whatsoever. But if you're going to be trying to use this for swing trading, well, you're on your own. What you want to do is use a 3 minute chart, wait for the 3, the 9, and the 27 to be trending up, let's say, or down. And the very first pullback that you get after you have that agreement, you will will wait for the pullback like a stretched rubber band, and the last bar in the pullback is going to be your setup bar. Park your order above its high if you're going to go long, below its low if you're going to sell short, and then I would use a stop limit order that eliminates any slippage, and that'll then let the market put you in the trade. Once you're in the trade, you will scale out and you will use thirds. Instead of taking off half of your position, you're going to use sets of 3, 6, or 9 instead of 2, 4, 6, and 8, like I was telling you before for day trading. So let's say you have 3 contracts in trading the minis. The very first contract, you would scale out at an easy to reach target, let's say $100. That would pay for the trade. Make sure you move your stop to break even. And that way, if it doesn't go any further and comes back, it'll just scratch at break even, and you can still pocket that $100 and you don't give back anything you've made. Okay? Now, if it continues in the direction of the trend, you're going to want to trail your profit stop on the middle third of that position, the second contract, and you'll trail that stop using whatever method you like. We have our own trailing stop indicator that's fully automated in our system, and it takes all of the guesswork out of where to get out. But you would try to trail that profit stop, hopefully until the close of the afternoon session at 3:15. Don't wait until the close. Don't do MOC market on close. Manually flatten the middle third of the position. And if you've gotten that far with the middle third plus the first third, the first contract, and now this second contract, you probably have racked up a substantial amount of profit. Then what do you do with the final third, the final contract? If you were trading 3 contracts, what do you do with that last contract? Well, it should still be sitting. Its stop loss order should be still sitting at break even. And I recommend putting it at break even plus 1 tick of profit. That way, if there's any slippage or whatever, it'll still pay for your commission. Okay? Well, leave it there. But you want to convert that stop to a GTC stop. That's good till cancel, because you want it to stay there overnight so that you can sleep. Now, you've already made all this other money. And if you wake up the next morning and you didn't get tagged in the overnight trading session, and you can see that the market is opening in your favor and continues, what you then want to do is move your trailing stop, not from trailing it on the 3-minute chart, step up to the 9-minute chart and trail it on that chart, because you want to give it more breathing room. That will enable you to be able to stay in the trade as long as possible. I hope that helps. Now, if anybody has any questions, maybe Anchor or David can answer them. But if you have questions, type them out right now, because I'm going to be wrapping things up here and I want to see if I can address any questions. I don't see them myself, so maybe someone can repeat the question if someone is typing one. If not, then I'm going to go ahead and recap here. Here are the core concepts that we've covered in this presentation. First of all, you want to reliably trade only markets that are known to trend. They have personalities. Find out which ones do tend to trend. For example, in the world of futures and commodities, I know a lot of people love to day trade the crude oil market or contract, for example. Many others like gold. Well, those actually don't trend. They tend to congest a lot, and then when they break out, they often fake out, and you get stopped out, and they're quite volatile and manipulated. So those don't have trending personalities. Currencies do. The indices do. Now, if you really want to trade the energy complex, I can recommend a different market than crude oil. For example, I would recommend natural gas. So there you go. And as I've also mentioned, other indexes for other countries, like Germany has the DAX, the French index is the CAC, the CAC, and the UK, that's Great Britain, they have the FTSE, the FTSE. And again, if somebody has a question, you can feel free to type it. I'm seeing something that's flickering on my screen here, but I don't know if questions are coming in. I can't see them, so maybe if one of the moderators wants to repeat them, I'm happy to answer them.
One question that just came in is, what is a good indicator for trend strength, ADX?
Well, strength of trend, as I was showing you folks, is the actual charts themselves, not an indicator. That is actually useless. You want to use the time frames that I shared with you. If you understood the concept, if the 1 and the 3 agree, best as if all three agree, then you can determine the strength of the trend that way, my friend. And accordingly, you would pre-select the exit strategy you want to use, either scalping or scaling out, and pre-select it before you enter the trade. I hope that helped. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, one more. Can you use 15 minutes, 5 minutes, and 1 minute, and which is generally available in most charts?
Again, I was hoping that you would get the concept that you want to tailor it to the market in its own cycles. That's why I went to all the trouble to show you that you have to determine from the open to the close for the daytime trading session for the market you trade. So for the minis, that's from 8:30 to 3:15. It's not just any 3-to-1 ratio for any market. Find out what the open to close number of total minutes are, then use what I taught you, stepping down from there with the next smaller integers. I hope that helps. And if there are more questions, then speak up. If not,
all so far.
All right, great. Thank you very much, David. Well, one thing I would like you all to at least stop doing, if you've been doing it, please don't try to make all your decisions based on a single chart. You can't do it. You need to use multiple charts for the same market. And I taught you how to use the 3-chart approach, the 3-to-1 ratio, and not just any 3-to-1 ratio. As somebody said, why can't you use, I forgot what they said, but it included a 15-minute and a 5-minute and whatever. You really need to tailor it to the market using the approach that I taught you. So when you've done that, you'll be able to determine, well, how many of those charts, how many of those time frames are trending together in the same direction? That will help you determine the strength of the trend. How many charts are trending up or down together? So simple. And based on that, you'll be able to pre-select what exit strategy is the appropriate one. If you'd only have the 1 minute and the 3 minute, if you're trading the minis, if only the 1 and the 3 agree, then you would scalp. If you've got all three of them, the 1, the 3, and the 9 trending up or down, then yes, you would want to scale out. I hope that does make sense. You want to tailor your approach to day trading, to what the market is capable of giving you. And then I moved into a bonus and I showed you exactly how you can step up to position trading, take the same approach and repurpose it for swing trading. Now I used the example of the minis and I said, use the 27, the 9, the 3, enter on a 3, and you're not trading pairs of contracts in the case of the minis. You're trading sets of 3/3. And the first third, you would try to exit on after you enter on a pullback, you'd exit at a quick and easy to reach target, typically about $100. And then you would trail a stop on the middle third, the second contract, if you're trading just 3, and you would hopefully trail your stop until the close. If you make it that far, you would have made a substantial amount of money. And then what do you do with the final third? Well, its stop is still sitting down at break even where you entered. Plus, I recommend one take a profit. That way it'll pay for your commission and or any slippage. And then make sure that it is converted before the close to a GTC or good till cancel stop. That way, when you wake up in the morning, if you're still in the position for the final third, you will continue by trailing your stop, but no longer on the 3-minute chart. You will trail the stop using the 9-minute chart. That'll give you far more breathing room and hopefully will keep you in the trade for several days. That's the whole purpose of swing trading. Anybody have any questions about any of that? Type them out.
Yeah, a couple more questions came through. Can you trade the NQ with the system? That's the NASDAQ 100, right?
We actually day traded in my own trading room. Yes, we do. Okay. Any of the indices work perfectly. Although I will say this, before you ask the next question, David, the ES, remember how I mentioned, folks, that the institutions have pretty much wrecked the stock market with that high frequency program, algorithmic trading? Well, guess what? They did the very same thing with the ES, that's the S&P mini, way back around 2000, 2001. It was so liquid, too much of a good thing, if you will, that it attracted the attention of the institutions, and you don't have nice, smooth trending anymore on the ES. So I personally don't recommend the ES, and I've stopped day trading the ES. I know a lot of people do. They think it's a sexy market, but it's not really an accurate trending market. Okay, David.
Okay. What was the lower indicator on your charts?
I'm sorry, what?
It's just, what was the lower indicator on your charts is the question.
It was our proprietary trend indicator. It would indicate whether you're in an uptrend or a downtrend, and also on the price action, which you would not have seen there because they were all trending. If you're in congestion, it would mask out an overlay over the bars, a rectangle showing you a congestion pattern. And of course, when and if you get a breakout, you would hear any kind of audible alerts. Your computer would talk to you in English and tell you whether you're in a trend or not.
Okay. And how often do all three charts trend together?
Well, that's going to vary because, again, we're in new times as far as day trading because of what's happening in Washington, D.C. We're not getting the normal historical behavior in the markets that we used to. Second, it all depends on which kind of market you're trading. If you're day trading the minis, well, that's one kind of personality, if you will. If you're day trading some other kind of market, well, then I'd have to see what that is in order to have an idea of how to answer that question. But I will tell you this, for the minis, I typically these days see trend agreement. Let's use the NASDAQ as an example this last week or so. Each day, I would probably, if we had a good, nice, large range day with good, healthy trending, I would probably see trend agreement for a good chunk of the day, maybe anywhere from 1/3 to 2/3 or more of the day. But on other days, you're going to have a narrow range day and you don't have that. All three agree. The nine might be in congestion or trending in the wrong direction. And all you've got is just the one and the three agreeing, in which case you would try to be taking those briefer trades like scalping. Okay.
And there's another question here. Does the system work on futures and CFDs? Of course, futures is your focus, so, but I'm not sure what CFDs are. I'm not familiar with that.
Maybe he means EFT. I don't know. If it's EFTs, those are part of the stock market and has a lot of the same difficulties that I'd mentioned earlier about the presence of the institutions.
Contracts for difference is what it stands for.
Don't know what CFD. That is.
Yeah, I found some information about it, but I'm not familiar. Anka said it's popular in Europe.
Oh, okay. Well, if I had an idea of the nature of what it is, what it would be comparable to, like a future commodity, or if it's more of something like an exchange traded ETF here in the United States, instead of stocks, you'd have ETFs. If you can give me some comparable equivalent, I might be able to address that. But I see some more typing going on.
Do you use 50 SMA for the trend indicator for long time frame?
Absolutely not. Useless.
Okay. Someone's asking you to display a screenshot of your chart again?
Let's see if I can go back. There we go. Okay. So, and keep the other questions coming. Whoops.
Okay, I think...
I must have goofed. Okay, Oh, boy. There we go. Now, that's where I was. Any other questions?
8 EMA and 34 EMA for trend up or down?
No, useless.
Okay. I think that's about it for questions.
Okay. So. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. I know you're going to want to ask a lot more questions. So here's something that I'm going to suggest. First of all, you have sat in and asked a lot of great questions, and I've given you some hopefully useful information. I want to give you something else before I leave. I'm not going to ask you to buy anything. This is totally free. This will be an ebook that'll cover everything that was in today's presentation and more. So if you want an expanded version of what you've watched here today, go to this link. I don't know if David or I can type that out so you can click on it, but you can also just write this down. daytradesafe.com/synergy, of course, named after what we're here for, that synergy. And you will get a follow-up email once I get a copy of who's attended today. We'll follow up and send you an email, and it'll have a couple of links. Now, the replay, I'm going to leave up to David and Anka as far as replay goes. But as far as being able to ask me questions, you will get a link that will show you my schedule. You'll see my best date and time when I'm available, and you'll get a full hour of my time. Now, please listen carefully. You will not be getting a sales call. So please respect my time as well as yours. Don't make that appointment and not show up. Please do show up. If you can't keep your appointment, give me 24 hours notice, because I set aside a full hour of my time to answer your questions, and I won't pressure you. I just want you to come away feeling your time was well spent. Okay? Now, if you want to know a whole lot more about how the Daytrade Safe system works, there's a link at the bottom of the screen, daytradesafe.com/trading workshop, and it's hyphenated. It will show you a replay of how the TradeSafe system works. It goes into far more detail than just what I alluded to today. So I'm seeing some more questions coming in. Maybe David will tell me.
It was just someone asking to put the links in chat. So I did that for them.
Oh, wonderful. Well, great. Well, I do want to thank you all very much. I appreciate you taking time out of your day on a Saturday. You could be doing other things. I hope you feel your time was well spent and that you've gotten some useful info, given away some things you can start trying yourself. And please do, I highly recommend scheduling time with me. That way you'll get your questions answered. And unlike the other people in this industry, I'm not going to pressure you. I'll just answer your questions candidly so you can make up your own mind about what you want to do. All right. Well, I want to thank David, Anka, and Synergy for allowing me to join you today and share this information.
That was great. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. It was a great presentation. So once again, David has posted in the chat box the link where you could take advantage of the ebook and also of the trading workshop. daytradesafe.com/synergy and daytradesafe.com trading workshop. So make sure you visit those two pages for more details. And this is a no pressure environment. By the way, I doubt if any of you guys are going to receive any phone calls following the presentation. So it's definitely a day where we allocate, where we like to bring guests and spend some time just talking about the markets. All right, so we still have a little bit of time left. Let me